morning, everyone.
Morning.
This past week, Mabeth and I went and stayed on an island by the Auckland Harbour called Ponui.
Is
And we didn't have any rain all the time we were there.
在那里天气很好, 没有被暴雨侵袭。
But when we came back to the mainland after 1 week, it started to rain immediately.
登陆以后就开始下狂风暴雨。
But today we will be thinking about God's long-term plan for you and for me and for all humans who will trust in Jesus.
今天我们一起来思想上帝为我们人类所打造的计划。
I hope as we think again about what the Bible teaches, that we will be encouraged and challenged by God's goodness to us.
我们今天一起来思想圣经上的启示, 让我们一起来 接受上帝对我们的挑战和对我们人生的良善的计划。
So we're going to look at three different passages, and they will relate to God's plan for us.
我们要看三段经文, 这些都跟上帝对我们的计划有所都启示了上帝对我们人类的计划。
I have 5 points.
我有5点一共要阐述。
And the first point I'm sure you all know very, very well.
第一点我想大家应该都心里非常清楚,心知肚明。
So Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 tell us that God created us, created the world and the universe.
我们从创世纪一二章就看到上帝创造了这个宇宙,创造了这个世界。
This creation, this universe, doesn't just appear by itself.
这个宇宙不是自己就突然之间就生出来的。
It didn't just evolve by itself.
这个世界也不是经过自我演化而生成的。
But God created the whole universe.
上帝创造了整个宇宙。
Because he had a special plan and purpose for us.
是因为他对我们人类
And the second point is related to the first point about creation.
第二点跟第一点的创造确切相关。
We are the peak of God's creation.
我们是上帝创造的高峰。
In the 6 days of creation, God created the world and the sun and the moon and the stars.
在六天当中, 上帝创造了宇宙万物日月星辰。
And of course the plants and trees and the fish and the birds and the animals.
动植物, 一切生物。
And as we read that in Genesis chapter 1 again and again, it says,
当我们反复地读创世纪第一章的时候, 他告诉我们,
God saw that what he created was good.
上帝说他看到一切造的上帝的评论是他的 comments 他的评论是一切都很好。
But then the last thing that God created was human beings.
但是最后的创造是人类。
And that final time God saw what he had created and it was very good.
让他看着造出来的人,上帝的评论是甚好。
And what did he do with Adam and Eve?
然后他创造了亚当和夏娃。
He walked and talked with them in the garden.
他创造了亚当和夏娃,他与他们在花园里行走,与他们交谈,团契。
He wanted to communicate with us.
他上帝 希望跟我们这些被造的人有美好的沟通,心灵的团契。
He wanted us to know him as a friend and a guide, a helper in our lives.
上帝让我们知道，上帝在我们的生命中帮助我们，引导我们。
To give us direction and wisdom.
给我们智慧，给我们方向。
And so that we would really enjoy being with God.
我们被造的人应该是非常，应该是最享受的是与上帝的同在。
So human beings are the peak of God's creation.
所以人类的创造是上帝创造的高峰，最高峰。
So the third point is that we are made in the image of God.
第三点，我们人类是按照上帝的形象被造的。
That's why we are the peak of creation.
这也是为什么我们人类的被造是上帝创造的最高峰。
Let's just read Genesis chapter 1.
让我们一起打开创世纪第一章。
Verses 26 and 27.
我们一起来读26节到27节。神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。
Being made in the image of God means that we are in some ways like God.
按照上帝形象被造，也就意味着从某种程度上来说，我们反映了上帝的形象。
We have similar characteristics to God.
我们反映了，我们身上反映的是上帝的性情。
Of course, we're not equal with God.
我们绝对不是与上帝同等。
We can't create things, it's only God who can create things.
我们没有办法去创造，只有上帝他能创造。
But we are able to think.
但是我们可以思考。
Communicate, plan, and reason and work together.
我们可以计划，我们可以我们的理性去做一些事情。
And that's true for us in a much greater way than any other creature.
从我们的身上看出，我们跟其他的被造物相比，我们有更大的来自上帝的恩赐和能力。
And that, of course, is why God could walk and talk with Adam and Eve in the garden. That wasn't possible with other things that God created.
这也是为什么在所有的被造当中，上帝以唯独与亚当夏娃他们沟通团契，对其他的被造来说这是不可能的。
We aren't just another animal, as Buddhists and Hindu people, and even people in New Zealand today believe.
我们并不是像其他宗教所说的，我们人类只是一个高等的动物。
We are not just a precious animal.We are special to God and much, much more valuable and important to God than anything else.
我们不是一个珍稀动物，我们是上帝的创造。我们对上帝来说是一个无比珍贵的创造。
So the fourth point is that God's plan is that we help him rule the world.
上帝给我们个计划。他要我们管理这个世界。
And I'm sure you noted that in the verses we've just read.
我们刚才读的二十六节告诉我，我们要管理海陆空所有的一切事情。
So we are to rule over the animals and the resources of the earth.
我们管理天上、地上和海里的一切的资源。
But it's more than that.
但是远远不止这些。
So, Psalm 8 says the same kind of thing, and I'd like us to read Psalm 8 together, please.
让我们一起来看诗篇第八篇，上帝向我们所启示的计划。Shall we read together?
Yes, please.
好，我们一起来读这九节的经文，诗篇八篇一到九节。 耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美，你将你的荣耀彰显于天，你因敌人的缘故，从婴孩和吃奶的口中建立了能力，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。我刚看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物，就是一切的羊牛、田野的兽、空中的鸟、海里的鱼、凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美。
So this psalm is about the greatness of God, isn't it?
大家看第八篇，主要看出是神的荣耀。
It starts and it ends with the same sentence. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
一开始首尾的两段经文都是一样，耶和华我们的主，你的名在全地何其美。
Isn't it great when you can, on a dark night and no lights around, look up at the sky and see all the clouds? See all the stars.
当你在漆黑一片的夜晚，你仰望星空，你会是什么感觉
？I remember once on traveling on an overnight bus, in Yunnan province, up in the northwest by all the Himalayas.
严牧师他有曾经有这样的经验，他一次搭个长途汽车在云南省穿越。
And the bus in the middle of the night stopped at a house on the side of the road, way out in the Watts.
那个 bus 在一个前不着村后不着店的一个地方停了下来。
I think the owner of the house was a friend of the bus driver.
他停在一栋房子面前，我相信那个司机跟房子的主人是朋友。
So I got out. We had to wait.
我们不得不跟司机停下来停留。
And I got out of the bus and I walked ahead of the bus so I would know if it was leaving.
然后我走在汽车面，我走到汽车的前面去。
And I just stood there and sat there looking at the myriad of stars in the sky.
我坐在汽车的前面，我仰望星空，看着星空，浩瀚的星空。
It's awesome when we look at all those stars and think about how far away they are and how tiny we are compared to them.
当我们仰望星空的时候，我们心里是否充满了敬畏感？我们是如此的渺小，这宇宙是如此的浩瀚。
I'm sure David, who wrote the psalm, thought. I did the same thing, that he was looking after the sheep and looked up and saw all these stars.
我相信大卫他写这篇诗篇也是他在养羊的时候，他躺在草地上看着星空，他心里充满了敬畏。
And when he did that, what did he think?
当他在这样写的时候，他心里的感想是什么？
Verses 3 and 4 tell us, When I look at the sky which you have made, at the moon and the stars which are set in their places, what are human beings that you think of them? Mere mortals that you care for.
当他看着这些浩瀚的宇宙，上帝的创造，心里充满了敬畏。他说，我们人算什么？已经顾念他。世人算什么？已经眷顾他。
So we are tiny and seem insignificant.
跟创造主上帝相比，我们真的是连海边的沙都不如，我们真的是很小，微小微小，非常非常的微小。
But what does verse 5 say?
第五节告诉我们说，
You made human beings inferior only to yourself, only to God. You crowned them with glory and honor.
中文的翻译是，你叫他比天使微小一点，但是大家看英文翻译，他是 lower than God。 你只是把我们创造的比你更小一点。
Human beings really ruling the world today, as the psalm says?
我们人类真的在掌管大地，就像第八章这样所说的。
No, not really.
并不是如此，事实。
We can send a man to the moon, and we're talking about sending people to Mars.
我们可以把人派到月球上去，我们也听说正在计划把人送到火星上去。
But we're in danger of destroying our own world, aren't we?
但是我们正在毁坏我们所居住的这个地球。
So we are not ruling our world today well because of our sin.
因为我们的罪，我们并没有按照上帝的心意去正确的管理这个世界。
And that brings us to the fifth point, the last point, that God's plan for us is greater and so far beyond our understanding in this world.
但上帝他对我们人类的计划远超我们的所思所想。
And if we're really going to get the meaning of the whole Bible and the meaning of Psalm 8 clear, we need to read another passage in the New Testament.
为了让我们更加的对整本圣经和第八章他们所讲的上帝对人类的计划的启示有更深的认识，我们需要来看第三段经文。
What we will read now quotes from Psalm 8 that we've just read already. Okay?
这段经文它引用了诗篇第八篇。
So, let's read from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 to 13.
让我们一起打开希伯来书二章五到十三节。希伯来书，大家能翻到二章五到十三节。
And just before you read it, as you find the place, this passage in Hebrews is not just talking about this world.
这个希伯来书并不是只是仅仅在讲这个世界。
That is the world we're living in now.
也就是我们所生存的这个世界。
But it's talking about the new heaven and the new earth which God has prepared for us when we die.
他同时也在讲上帝将来所要启示给我们的新天新地。
So let's read from verse 5 to 13.
让我们一起来朗读希伯来书二章五到十三节。我们所说将来的事，神原没有交给天使管辖，但有人在经上某处证明说，人算什么，你竟顾念他；世人算什么，你竟眷顾他。你叫他比天使微小一点，赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕，并将你手所造的都派他管理，叫万物都伏在他的脚下。既叫万物都服他，就没有剩下一样不服他的。只是如今我们还不见万物都服他，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦，就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人尝了死味。原来那为万物所属，为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦得以完全，本是合宜的。因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你，又说我要依赖他，又说看哪， 我与神所给我的儿女。
Now, Hebrews is a book that stresses the greatness of Jesus.
我们知道希伯来书这本书的整个重点是强调基督耶稣的尊贵。
And it begins talking about Jesus' greatness in chapter 1 and leads into the passage that we've just read.
从一章一节开始，希伯来书就开始向我们启示基督耶稣的超越和他的尊贵，一直到我们刚才读的这段经文。
So verse 5 tells us God has not made the angels rulers over the new world to come.
第五节告诉我们，上帝从来没有意思要用天使去管理将来所要赐给我们的新天新地。
So it's saying it's not just God's talk of man being important to him, it's not just for the world we're in now, but for the next world as well.
上帝创造我们，不是光让我们在这个世界，我们所生存的这个地球上来管理，他更大的心意是要赐给我们将来那新天新地。
Then verses 6 to 8 quote Psalm 8, don't they?
然后我们看到6到8节就是引用的是诗篇第8篇。
But the end of verse 8 says, We do not see human beings ruling over all things now.
但第8节最后下半节他说只是如今我们还不见万物。都服他就是代表我们人类。
We are making a mess of the world right now.
按照上帝的心，我们本来是管理，但是不是管理，我们正在毁坏这个世界。
So if Psalm 8 and Genesis 1 are correct, then God's plan can't be finished for us yet.
所以如果按照创世纪和诗篇第八篇上帝对我们的心意来看，上帝在我们身上的心意还远远没有完成。
And that's why verse 9 goes on.
所以为什么会出现第九节？
Verse 9 says, But we see Jesus.
在第九节我们看到基督耶稣，我们看见那成为天使小燕耶稣出现。
If we're going to understand Psalm 8 and the future that we have as human beings, then we must remember and understand what has happened to Jesus and what he has done for us.
作为上帝创造我们的心意和整个圣经的启示，我们必须知道基督耶稣为我们做了什么。
This passage says Jesus was made lower than the angels for a short time.
他只是说唯独见耶稣暂时比天使小一点。
Which means, as we celebrate at Christmas, that he came down from heaven and lived as a man on earth.
就像我们在圣诞节所庆祝的，我们知道耶稣基督道成肉身，成为婴孩，在地上生活。
And it tells us he did that so that through God's grace he could die for all who believe in him.
这是上帝美好的计划，他为我们，基督耶稣为道成肉身为我们死。
And then what happened?
哦，下面发生了什么？
He was raised from the dead and crowned with glory and honor.
他在第三天复活了，并且得到了尊贵荣耀为冠。
And the passage we have just read also says this.
然后我们看这段经文。
God made Jesus perfect through suffering.
然后因着他受的苦，他就得到了。
In order to bring many children to share in his glory.
因着基督耶稣在十字架上的苦，他得到了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，并且要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去。
For Jesus is the perfect human being who leads you and me as humans to that glory.
因为基督在地上活出了一个完全的人的形象，他带领我们这些被救赎的人们进入上帝的荣耀里去。
Jesus is the perfect human being.
基督耶稣他是完美的人。
He was sinless.
他是唯一那无罪的人。
No one else can say like Jesus, who can accuse me of sin?
没有人能像基督耶稣说，谁能定我的罪？
And we know that he has already gone to heaven to be with God the Father in his glory.
我们都已经知道耶稣已经得了荣耀，他已经进到荣耀里去，坐在上帝的右边。
He is already crowned with glory and honor and is in God's presence.
我们都知道基督耶稣他已经升天复活，升天坐在上帝的右边。
So, Jesus is our perfect human being.
基督耶稣是我们完美的人类，完美的人的形象。
Who is leading the way for all of us into the future.
他带领所有被救赎的人进到那永恒的荣耀里。
He's like a trailblazer, a person who cuts the way through the forest so that others can follow.
他就像一个开路先锋一样，带领我们前进。
And as we follow and trust him,
所以我们要信靠顺服他。
Of course, our sins are forgiven because of his sacrifice.
因着他的救赎，我们的罪在上帝面前得到了赦免。
And we can be resurrected from the dead as he was.
我们能够像基督耶稣复活那样，与他一同同死同复活。
So Psalm 8 was written 3,000 years ago.
诗篇第八篇，公元前以我们现在3000年写成。
It wasn't just talking about being human beings in this world.
并不是在告诉我们，我们在这个世界，我们所眼睛看到这个世界上，我们在做什么。
It was talking about the great wider plan of what God has for us, not only in this world, but in the next world, in the new heaven and the new earth.
更大的重点是让我们看到，我们将来在永恒里面，我们怎么在新天新地与主同在，怎样按照主的心意去管理。
God's complete plan for us is, as human beings, is to rule with Jesus in the world to come.
天父阿爸的心意是让我们与基督在新天新地一同做。
To join Jesus in his rule over the earth, which he is already doing.
让我们与基督一同掌权在这个世界上，而且我们现在正在做这样子。
So I trust you can get the picture, as it were, that God created us and we walked, well, Adam and Eve walked and talked with God in the garden.
我希望大家能看到这全局的画面，上帝创造了我们人类，他与亚当夏娃在伊甸园里团契沟通。
And that's what he does with Jesus today.
那也是上帝与基督耶稣所做的事情。
And that's what he wants to do with you and me in the future as we trust and obey Jesus.
我们因着信心与基督联合，上帝天父阿爸在基督里也将与我们有美好的团契。
I hope that this picture helps you see how much God loves us.
我希望大家从这美好的，从这个全局的画面里看到上帝对我们的爱。
And how great God's plan is for us.
看到上帝救赎计划的宏伟、宏大的整个画面。
And I trust we will remember that day by day. God is deeply concerned in all we do.
我希望我们每一天都能思想神的爱，被基督的爱所激励。
So we are created beings.
所以我们记住，我们是被创造的被造。
We can't compare with God who created us.
在没有任何程度上，我们能跟上帝去相提并论。
And we are hopelessly lost in our sin when we're without Jesus.
当我们在基督没有基督离开了基督耶稣的救赎，我们是一群绝望的罪人。
But trusting in Jesus, the perfect man,
唯有信靠那完美的为我们创始成终的那个救主基督耶稣。
Who was our leader, our pioneer, our trailblazer?
他是我们的先锋，他是我们的开路精兵。
He will bring us to the plan, the destiny he has for us.
他也是我们救恩的元帅，带领我们进入上帝救恩的美好计划。
To serve God in all his glory in the next life.
让我们在将来永恒的天地中，我们永远的服侍，甘心乐意顺服上帝的旨意。
To be truly human in the way God intended.
那才是我们真正的反映出上帝当初创造我们的形象。
Made in the image of God.
我们是按照我们要记住，我们是按照上帝的形象被造的。
That's right.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your greatness, and we are reminded of your greatness as we look at the world around us.
神啊，我们感谢你的尊贵，你的荣耀。当我们看到身边的世界的时候，让我们来仰望。
And we thank you that although we feel so weak so often,
是啊，当我们感到我们软弱无力的时候，让我们来思想。
You love us and have a great plan for us.
我们知道你在我们身上的心意，你的伟大，你的尊贵。
Help us to live out your plan for us in this world.
是吧，让我们在这地上生活的时候，求你激励。
And help us to be And we thank you for your promise to take us to be with you in your glory in heaven.
是吧，让我们牢记你赐给我们的应许，在新天新地当中，你与我们同在。
Thank you for your love and for your care and concern for each one of us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.